Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shatanaga, or however you say their name.
Stream the show live on ESPNLincoln.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Greg at the Hooks on a Monday. And you know, we'll have a good show today, and we'll have a lot of fun here a little later in the show. We will talk about the Husker basketball game that happened over the weekend as well, and kind of what all's going on. If you guys missed it, I know we give them a lot of crap because they deserve it up in Omaha with the Omaha World Herald. Chris Hedy has a article about Fred Hoiberg talking about his, you know, his time playing against and coaching against Kobe. So that's an interesting one to give a read to. So like, there's obviously the emotional behind this, and if you guys want to call in 402-466-3776, or if there is a topic you want to talk about, you want to get your voice heard, you know, we're here. We appreciate the 12. We have 12 fantastic listeners, and we love you guys. So feel free to chime in if you got anything to think about. I know, like, Hooksy, I was telling him as we went break, like, dude, there's this video they just put out of his daughter and him through the years. And, like, I just saw Bailey talk about taking you down.
Yeah,
you know, as you see it, like, oh.
It's crazy, so because it's so relatable to so many people out there. Because, you know, again, this is a tragic deal, not just for Kobe, but there were eight others. There were three young girls. And if you have a kid out there, I have a 13-year-old, man.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so much love. There's so much admiration for all your kids. But knowing the ages and the brackets, I mean, yesterday, like, I was around my daughter. And it was like, all I could do was, like, just think.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I never experience it, by the way. Nobody should experience what Vanessa's waking up to this morning.
Yeah.
Of knowing what you lost, right? Like, because in this life, you're not supposed to go before your kids, man. Right? That's not supposed to happen. I mean, your kids aren't supposed to go before you. Not supposed to happen. So you relate it back and go, man, it's just an amazing thing about how precious life can be and where you are in life. And so I reflected a lot on that yesterday. And just trying times that I've been through, you know, for some people out there don't know, I lost a brother at 25 years old. And you look back and you think about the moments you had and the moments you didn't have. And then watching my mom go through that stuff as a parent, I can only relate about what that's like a little bit there.
All right, let's bring in, we got our first call of the day. We got Dave calling in. Dave, what's up, man? Welcome to Greg at the Hooks.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Nick. Hey, Bill, you're right. It's sad when you know you're a parent and you lose your kids at such a young age. And plus, you know, Kobe was helping his daughter with basketball, and so were the other people on the helicopter. But hey, I wanted to share a story about Kobe Bryant. You know, when I worked at Nike Town, and you know, all the NBA players always came there all the time. And you know, when they had the All-Star, well, they already had Summer League out there, like in 2004 started, and it was smaller. But, you know, when they had the All-Star game out there in 2007, the Summer League took off. But to share my story about Kobe, and, you know, a lot of us in the store, a lot of us didn't leave. So a lot of the players, you know, that came in knew the people. But this was on a Friday around 10:30 on the weekend of the All-Star game. So I was upstairs, and I was bringing some sacks down for the registers. So downstairs, it's not there anymore, but they had like a little conference room that had a refrigerator, tables, a huge TV, and a sofa. So I kind of peeked in there, and the sandwiches are there. You know, you got players coming in, you know, all day long. They're having a thing at 2 o'clock. So the sandwiches are in there. There's bags of ice. There's soda. Nothing's in the cooler. So I went upstairs to talk to my manager and said, hey, the VIP room is not set up yet. He goes, okay, go ahead and go down there. And I'm setting it all up, and guess who walks in? Kobe Bryant at 11:05. And he's going, hey, they got you doing this? I said, yeah. Because, you know, he knew me a little bit. He didn't know me by name, but he knew my face, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was setting it all up. And 10 minutes later, Dwayne Wade comes in, you know. And so they sat down on the couch, started watching TV. They grabbed a couple of cookies and both had a soda. And so some guy from corporate came down. He goes, we're going to have somebody else come in here, and we're going to have you go back upstairs. That was kind of a conflict because corporate was there, and he had our manager. They're going back and forth. But anyway, about 10 minutes after that, my manager comes in. He says, hey, Kobe and Dwayne Wade want you to come back down and, you know, run the hospitality room. I said, wow. And I said, so I went back in there, and Kobe says, hey, Dave, we're familiar with you. We want you in here because we know who you are. We don't want anybody else in here. I just thought I was just floored. But there's on Vegas, A News Now and KSNV out here in Vegas, there's a couple of good news clips when Kobe was at the game with his daughter. Now, they came out to Vegas a lot because his daughter liked, you know, A.J. Wilson, the Las Vegas Aces. Plus, his sister lives out here, you know, but... Mm-hmm. I thought I would just share that story. I'm kind of not doing very good today because, you know, when you meet somebody and you talk to them a lot, like I did with all the NBA players, you know, you kind of remember them. And, you know, yesterday kind of reminded me of when Dale Earnhardt passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. You heard about it, but you can't believe it. I still can't believe he's gone, you know, and it was a rough day for me yesterday, guys. And thanks for letting me share my...
Dave, we appreciate you you calling in to share that, man. I appreciate
you. Thank
you. Okay. We'll be thinking about you, buddy. Yeah, I promise you there's a lot of people who have similar stories, you know, to that. And I always say I'm sure, because no one can be on 100% of the time. And so I'm sure somebody has a story somewhere that mm-hmm. is not as glowing. But there is something about... You know, Kobe understood that there was people in this world that took their time to appreciate him. And he appreciated them back for what, you know, what they did, mm-hmm. what they said. And, you know, something Jameson talked about in our first segment, and we'll have that podcast up for you guys if you're looking for it. But, you know, Bill, we had, you had Michael Jordan, who was the guy, right? Mm-hmm. So he was the guy. Kobe comes in the league. Got a similar shot, similar style. You can tell Kobe grew up mimicking what Jordan, you know, how he played and all that kind of stuff. But he did it in a slightly different way, but it was real similar. And then Kobe became that guy. And then it was interesting to see how Jordan and Kobe interacted, and then how when the time came, Kobe and LeBron interacted, because there were similarities. But also you could see the difference, because people lump those two together a lot. You could see the difference in who he was as a person, because he had a side of him that was... Jordan was just competition 24/7. He's still that way. Kobe was that way, but then had a switch he could flip to be like a friend or the humane society.
A mentor. It's amazing for me, because I'm a Tar Heel, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a Tar Heel. Jordan was my guy. You know, I grew up in the same area. That Jordan, I listened, I read the stories, I watched the stories, and it's so crazy in this world that we're blessed with these sports and these people to watch. Mm-hmm. Because you look at the time you had, Magic Johnson has said it, there's a whole video out there in the Olympics where it's like, there's a new sheriff in town, and there was. And then when you think the era is going to be, you know, like NBA is going to struggle, then Kobe shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the LeBrons that show up. It's just amazing to watch that. But the point you just made there is something we haven't seen in maybe ever, is that you had Jordan, ultimate competitor. Don't know how many friends he had in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to just the talks of the stuff that happened in practice. And then you got Kobe comes in. He has been such – like the reactions yesterday of NBA players told me a lot. About that. I mean, the one that got me a lot was, I don't know if you saw the one with Amari Stoudemire,
mm-hmm.
whatever country he was in, I don't know where he was.
I would say it was like Slovakia. Somewhere like that.
But that far away, playing basketball, he played with Kobe and stuff, but to watch him not be able to talk,
mm-hmm.
right? That, to me, that one, and then there were others, there were a lot of others, but the impact he had on these kids, right? I'm sure he was tough on him. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure he was as tough as nails as Jordan was, right?
He didn't want to lose anybody.
But you could see the teachings happening as they talked or tried to talk.
Let's take another call, and then I want to get to something there with the Amari Stoudemire deal. Let's go to Gary Jerry calling in. Gary Jerry, what's on your mind, man?
Yeah. You know, it's really funny. It's not really the fact that Kobe Bryant passed away, but it's the timing. So young, you know, and you think about that, and I think therein is the shock factor. You know, 41 years old, that's just nuts. But thinking even more than that, there were three 13-year-olds on that flight, which makes it even worse. And Bill hit it on the nail on the head. Your children aren't supposed to die before you.
Nope.
But I was connected in a different way to this. John Altobelli was a good friend of mine.
Really?
Wow.
I'm so sorry for your loss, man.
From the time he was a player, he coached. When he first got into coaching, he coached at Chapman College and then Golden West. And so I knew John, like, since 1980. And so that was, when I heard that kind of shocked me, you know, because I had the connection with him more so than Kobe. But anyway you try to put this thing, it's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate you, Gary Jerry.
You never know. You know, there are a lot of things a lot bigger than being a basketball player, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, and again, something that, as I think over the course of the week, and, you know, obviously people will start turning their gaze towards the Super Bowl. You know, you have this big event at the end of the week. You'll have media days. Obviously, Kobe Bryant and, you know, the individuals who passed in that helicopter accident will be big parts of that. You know, there'll be a lot of discussion. You'll have players, especially because obviously San Francisco 49ers being another part of, you know, California, not necessarily LA, but you'll have a lot of guys who grew up in the area that'll be out there talking about it. So you mentioned Amari Stoudemire. So the two things that occurred to me as I was watching this yesterday, I was trying to think through it from you know, one of our goals is all right, when we're going to talk about this, what kind of ways can we talk about it? Like, I don't just want to talk about Kobe Bryant, the basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
We know, if you're a sports fan, you know he was great, right? Whether you liked him or didn't like him because he was scoring, you know, he was destroying your teams, that kind of stuff. We know he was great. I thought two things that hit me yesterday as I was watching this, and this is the difference between now and then, say, like when Dale Earnhardt passed away.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, because that was a while ago now, when Dale Earnhardt passed away, he was actually in a car accident on the course in a race, racing when it happened. It was tragic. You know, obviously his son moved on to be a great racer as well, a Hall of Famer in his own right. But it was tragic, and you kind of saw that unfolding at the same time. There's other times that have not been as big, like when Tiger's father passed away, Michael Jordan's father, when he was murdered. There was things, you know, like that you had, you know, in sports. But this time around, what we had, the two things that we had, and I'll start with the players. How about Amari Stoudemire coming off the basketball floor, having a microphone and a camera put up, and this person's doing their job. But they look at him and say, hey, Kobe Bryant died, knowing that Amari was friends with him, came up at the same time. And he had to react professionally and as dignified as he possibly could while getting that information of one of his close friends having been in a horrible accident and dying with his daughter live on TV.
Yeah.
And we had that from, you know, Hooksy, go through some of the other ones that we were talking about. Like,
Tom Izzo, Tom Izzo was telling Cassius Winston.
Live on TV.
They were doing, just won a game, and he had a nice game. And before they even got to the interview, he told his player.
Yeah, on the floor. And you could see Winston look at him and go, Kobe? Yeah. And then Izzo says, kind of whispers to him, like, yeah. And then he backs his head up and goes, Bryant?
Yes, Bryant.
Like, what?
I don't know if I was telling you. The other one that was Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods coming off.
This is a
Tiger
this
Woods
is a
golf. I watched
amazing
by the way,
and heartbreaking. By the way, to me,
that's what I did yesterday. I can tell you. You talk about where you were.
Yeah,
I was at my in-laws' house watching golf, watching Tiger play,
yeah.
right, when this broke. Nobody around me, by the way. My kids were off and running around, and I just sat there, you know, and I think I was texting you, and I was scrolling through Twitter, mm-hmm. and I was texting a couple buddies because I have a couple buddies that live in this town that are big Laker fans.
Yeah.
I remember I would get late-night phone calls from these buddies going, did you just see what Kobe just did? Calls. He actually texted me this morning, reminding me of a few. But so Tiger's out there as a professional that he is. You know, he's one of those athletes, when you look back, that was a friend with Kobe because they were the guys that just lived at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
They prepared at a different level. The attention to detail was a different level. So he comes off the golf course, and by the way, that his caddy, who is an extension of the professionalism that Tiger Woods is, and Joey, comes off, and there's cameras following because CBS had talked about it on the Golf Channel, on the golf deal for, they didn't say anything to any players. Nobody knew, mm-hmm. but they alluded to it. In fact, that they knew that Joey knew halfway through Tiger's round. Tiger comes off, and he just said, I got some shocking news, and he said, Kobe Bryant passed away and his daughter in a tragic accident. And Tiger's was, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was that. And then Tiger goes on to say, he goes, there's a ton of people that shout stuff at me all the time on the golf course. So he tries to tune it out. But he kept hearing, I think he said a dozen or so times, people kept saying, do it for Mamba. Do it for Mamba. And he couldn't figure it out the entire, these guys are on the golf course five, 6 hours
you know,
playing around.
They hear some of the craziest stuff that
right
yeah, could be shot
and
out.
And then
there,
he,
yeah.
once he got told, he figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, then he has to go in, sign a scorecard, and then react.
Right.
Because they didn't, because everybody, the other thing that got me yesterday was, is the game stopped mattering in every sport.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at these things, Tiger's interview is nothing about his last round at the tournament. It was about Kobe Bryant. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's all of a sudden where they finished. You look at the games yesterday. You see some of these announcers talking about, they just didn't feel like broadcasting yesterday.
If you get a chance, the New York Knicks broadcaster,
yes,
he does
incredible.
A great job talking through it.
I heard an interview this morning with Nick Nurse from the Toronto Raptors that catches you.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, he told his players, he's like, I don't really care about the outcome today. I just want us to go out and play. Go out and play. And he goes, and if any of you don't feel like you can play today, let me know. I'll get
sure.
you off the court.
Oh, yeah.
Just things like that. It's just, it. I've never been in a moment where the sports world kind of stopped and didn't matter. It just didn't matter yesterday. The outcomes didn't matter. And then shout out to the NBA, or if it's just those teams or players. So ironic. It's just crazy the stuff that happens, that the 8-second violations all
yeah,
of a sudden
started
playing.
Yeah, they started doing that.
Teams were letting the 24-second shot clock run out in, you know, in their first possessions to honor Kobe.
And I saw that, and I love what they did. And because Kobe is a competitor, and Kobe was a guy, you know, that you watched all the time, there was a little piece of me that was like, man, Kobe Bryant watching people let a shot clock
run out. I know, right?
There is no chance. There is zero chance.
No,
whatsoever.
He would have like shot it.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the surreal part of the day for me, and I know a lot of our listeners, you know, a lot of us, you know, either sports is a casual thing that we love, and this is the medium we like to listen to during the day, helps us get through work, you know, instead of maybe hearing the same Lizzo song 18 times, right, or the same pick a country artist song because they played the top whatever 12 songs 800 times a day. So you like to tune in and listen to sports radio, and I'm one of those people. So I'm going out. My son had his birthday party on Sunday, and we're going to have this surprise party for him, and it's a Fortnite-themed party, by the way, and, you know, and people are starting to show up, and then, like, literally 3 minutes before his surprise, I get a text from my sister-in-law, because my brother lives in D.C., as I've told mm-hmm. you guys. And she goes, have you seen this? Have you heard anything about it? And it was the TMZ report. Oh, my God, you know. So I start looking really fast and texting people at work so they know what story might be out there. And so now I'm trying to hide my phone because I'm working and my wife will murder me if she
yep.
sees me doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing more stuff come in. And then watching the reaction, because I wasn't telling anybody. I was, because I didn't want to ruin my son's party, because this is huge news. I mean, the day Michael Jackson died, that's all people talked about. Mm-hmm. There will be other people, like when the day comes that Barack Obama moves on to the next, you know, side, that'll be a day where everyone will stop what they're doing and they'll talk about it. Locally, you know, Tom Osborne, you know, some of the all-time greats on those Husker teams, mm-hmm. Frazier, whoever it might be, those will be days that everything stops moving, right? So I just keep seeing people around the room slowly looking at their phone, and you can see their
just
reactions.
Shock face, like.
Then kind of start whispering and talking to people. But to tell you kind of how weird and surreal the day was, don't forget what the night before was. The night before was LeBron James breaking Kobe Bryant and moving ahead of his mark all time in scoring. And I, you know, the last tweet that Kobe had publicly, like his last public statement anyways, he's congratulating LeBron. And it was so crazy how the world works, because LeBron is at home wearing a Lakers uniform. Actually, he was on the road. He was in
Philly, man.
Right, where Kobe's from. And he's in Philly, and he's wearing shoes that have like Mamba written on them. Mm-hmm. And how much he loves him and appreciates him and all that. And LeBron spends like 5, 6, 7 minutes afterwards talking about, you know, Kobe and all those things. And then you get up the next morning and I'm driving around getting stuff for my kid's birthday. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about LeBron and Kobe. And, you know, and it was like, it was weird because the day started with jokes about how, you know, LeBron James, Kobe missed 2,000 more shots than LeBron in his career mm-hmm. for LeBron to get to where he needed to. And people were joking, hey, don't hold a bad game against Kobe.
Yeah.
2,000 shots, right? And you start the day laughing because that's the dude you remember, you know? And
yeah.
Like Kobe Bryant, like shooter gotta shoot. Like he knew that.
He never met a shot he didn't like.
Yeah, and then within like 2 hours, literally, it's like, man, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're at. And his beautiful daughter is with him, and, you know, another family and their daughter, and then another family and their daughter and a coach, and it's tragic. And we have a couple minutes left. What was your opinion on how the media handled breaking such a big story thanks to social media?
You know, I was thinking about this a little bit and thinking, you know, people have jobs, right? People have jobs. And in the world today, and I talk to my kids about this a lot mm-hmm. with social media, about instant gratification and wanting to be the first one to do something.
Right.
And that's what happened again yesterday. One outlet wanted to be number one, wanted to be the first, like it's some big deal to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
First reported by. That caught me because, again, families don't know, right? And again, they're doing a job, but it's in the world where it's instant gratification about being number one.
Right.
About getting the likes, about getting the retweets, the clicks, whatever the case is.
Especially on a story in that theory.
That is monumental to a lot of people.
Well, this is a worldwide, literally across the entire globe, it'll say TMZ first report.
Yes.
Is what it'll
they
say.
They got their name out. Past that, the inaccuracies of what was being reported.
It was asinine. It was crazy.
Because you and I talked about this a little bit, and I was talking to other people. When you get the report, I want to say, I could be wrong, but I think ABC was like Kobe Bryant and his four daughters.
Yes, yes.
Right? Like, then you get the report that it's three daughters.
It's Rick Fox.
It's Rick Fox. That's right. Rick Fox.
Is on there.
And now, in crap like that, almost did go there. Crap like that. You had your hand on the button, didn't you? Crap like that.
He's not listening.
Is it creates more work, more angst, more anxiety, mm-hmm. more anger. Or sadness, because they had to go out and reach out and find out where Rick Fox was.
Right.
Right?
And by
and
the way,
kids
his
and
family
his daughters is there.
Was all calling him, I'm
yes.
sure, to see if he's okay.
There was
a Lakers executive that someone put on there that wasn't on there. At one point, one of the major networks, I can't remember which one it was, because if I could, you know I'd call him out. They put out that video of LeBron and his daughter, and they said, thinking of you to his daughter, as you lost your father today. And they had it up for like 2 hours about how she's got to go on without her dad, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, oh God, she's on the plane, you know? And it was crazy. And people are going to be losing their jobs over it
yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
We'll take a break back coming up hour number two next.